failure, hell, disappointment, discomfort is a great learning tool. And many people don't understand that.
You got to take ownership of what's going on in your life. When you're not where you want to be, and you say it's because the boss doesn't like you, or it's because the girl treated you this way, or the guy did this, like all those things, you got to take ownership of. And if you're blaming all of these other external things, you're not going to make any changes, and that's going to be a problem.
Wishing says to your mind, you haven't got a prayer, but you might as well wish. So when you say to the mind, I wish I could, it says, yeah, me too, get over it.
When other people break and give up and stop, I just don't, right? And it comes down to the story you tell yourself about yourself.
Change is really hard. I don't think people realize how hard it is, because often when they think of change, they think about making positive changes. And so you say to people, well, obviously making that change would improve your life, so why is it so hard to do? And the reason is because, first of all, change is hard because change involves loss. So even though you might be moving to something better, what you do lose is you lose the familiar. You lose your comfort zone. And a lot of us are very worried about going into a place of uncertainty, a place that we haven't been before. So some of us, like sort of human nature, would rather stay in the familiar place, even if the familiar is miserable or unpleasant, than to say, I'm gonna risk something and go to this place that makes me really uncomfortable. They can't tolerate the discomfort of the uncertainty.
The things I do in life, most of life, you're alone. You may have a whole support crew around you, but up here, you're alone. Most of the stuff I do, I'm training for that one, those moments. When you start to dive back in the cellar of your mind, and you're pulling out all these tactics, all these mental tactics to get through this, and no one's coming to save you, and you get through that,
going into the darkness, I think everybody is motivated by two different things. One, you have the beautiful things in your life, the things that are going well, the things that you're grateful for, the things you're moving towards instead of away. You have a compelling vision of your future. It's something that you're very excited about. Now, the flip side of that equation are the things that people that doubt you, it's haters, it's things you're moving away from, it's fear-based things, it's something that you absolutely refuse to let happen. One that is incredibly potent to me are the people that want to see me fail. And I find in very acute moments, the darkness serves you better.
Every thought you think and every word you say forms a blueprint, and your mind must work to make that blueprint real.
Only execution matters. Burn that into your nervous system. Do whatever you need to do to remind yourself, only execution matters.
When you're working on something you want to achieve, you have got to stand up to that voice. You've got to sell yourself every day on your abilities, on what you're doing, on the goal that you want to reach. You've got to sell yourself every day, every day, every day, according to your level of belief. It will manifest itself in what you're doing.
The worst thing in life that happens to a man is they get civilized. Because you lose the hunger for life. You think you've arrived. And once you have I've arrived mentality, that's my biggest fear. Is I get to the point where I'm at that point where life has come to me. And I had that feeling of I've arrived. I now know my life, for what I know it to be, is over. I I cracked the code to human potential in myself. So it's that quiet place. It's that place by yourself. It's those hours and years and decades by yourself in the grip of life. When life has you by the throat and choking you out, and you're sitting there calm because you're trying to figure it out. You're not panicking. You're not quitting. You're not throwing in the towel. You're saying there's a way around this.
Thinking about it, feeling good about it, those are awesome. But if you have a vision of something you're trying to do, become, whatever, and you don't execute against it, and I don't need you to want to build a big business. What are you doing? How do you define it? What are your deliverables? What are the metrics by which you're judging yourself? And by the way, if you don't want a grand goal, you don't need one. But then say, what I'm trying to do is get centered. I'm trying to experience happiness. Even that, you can begin to look at ways that you can improve that.
Whatever we have right now, whatever we're demonstrating in our lives, is a result of what we believe subconsciously that we deserve. And part of increasing that belief level is that you have got to convince yourself every day. You can learn all the techniques in the world. If you don't believe in yourself, it won't happen for you.
Right now, between me and the person I want to be, between you and the person you want to be, there is a gap of skill set, and that's it. But once you know your mission, and once you believe that you can accomplish anything you set your mind to, then you can do the extraordinary.
Message and data rates may apply. Consult a doctor prior to use.
Wow, you look amazing. What have you been doing?
I'm sure you've heard of Ozempic, Wegovy, and the other GLP-1 medications, right? Well, I found this great company called Zelthy. If you qualify, their providers can prescribe medications like Ozempic and Wegovy and other GLP-1 medications that are 80 to 90% less expensive, all 100% online.
I can get GLP-1 medications for 80 to 90% less and do it all online? No doctor's office or pharmacy?
Yes, Zelthy can provide semaglutide or tirzepatide, the active ingredients in Ozempic and other expensive GLP-1s. But for 80 to 90% less and ship directly to your door.
How do I get started with Zelthy?
Call #250 with the word care to get started today with Zelthy. Get the same active ingredients in Wegovy or Ozempic, but for 80 to 90% less and 100% online. Don't wait. Call #250 with the word care right now for a link to your exclusive offer. Call #250 with the word care. That's #250 with the word care. #250 and care.